You're listening to SBS News.
The rising cost of living is striking a sour note with many Australians. David works 40 hours a week busking, and he's struggling to make ends meet.
Solution to the problem is having to go to discount outlets and go down to the Salvos every now and again to get food packages and things like that, making massively compromised accommodation situations and things like this. And it's put me in some pretty dangerous circumstances with turbulent landlords and things like that.
A new Australian National University analysis has found more than a quarter of Australians are finding it difficult to get by. That's despite people working more hours, according to study co-author Professor Nicholas Biddle.
The work which people are doing, the wages and salaries are being eroded by price increases, and that's particularly impacting on those who can least afford it.
At the start of the year, 37% of Australians said price rises were a very big problem. By October, that had jumped to nearly 57%. Working mum Sarah has noticed an increase in the cost of groceries and is changing what she feeds her family.
Definitely looking for cheaper items, which isn't always the most nutritious choice. And one of my daughters has celiac disease, so that's not always possible. So, yeah, definitely feeling it in the back pocket.
The Australian Council of Social Services is calling for an increase to income support payments. Its CEO, Cassandra Goldie, says people with the least should be made the highest priority.
Lift income support to cover the essentials and do everything we can to deal with the market increases that are going on, the supply pressures, and getting on top of housing costs in particular.
The government's ruled out new cost of living relief measures. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has warned that cash handouts could fuel inflation and push rates higher.
And we know that people are doing it incredibly tough out there, and the worst thing that we could do would be to make life harder for people by having a budget which was expansionary and which added to these inflationary pressures.
Born during the post-World War II baby boom, homeowner Lucy says she belongs to a lucky generation.
We're baby boomers, and so we've been very well looked after tax-wise and otherwise our whole life. So, no, we're fortunate. And we also don't have children at home. I wouldn't like to be having to feed, you know, three teenagers as we used to when they were that age. I don't know that it must be possible for most people.
Geeta's in her 60s and lived through tough financial times in the 1980s and 90s. She has this advice for younger generations.
Hang in there. You know, this is not going to last forever. You just have to find the resilience within yourself and learn how to sustain.
Alan Lee, SBS News.